In this bulletin, Australia fast-tracking talks for a European trade deal as Anthony Albanese appears at the NATO summit. Teachers and train workers on strike today in Sydney. And in sport, the first pick of the AFLW has been announced. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghadid. Australia's fast-tracking negotiations for a trade deal with the European Union, with talks potentially taking place sooner than October. Talks had stalled because of Australia's damaged relationship with France after it dumped a $90 billion submarine contract and its lack of action on climate change. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is in the Spanish capital of Madrid for the NATO summit, a series of bilateral meetings with world leaders. Mr. Albanese says discussions about entering into an economic relationship with the EU could resume in months following a meeting with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
We know that in order to progress the agreement, we want to see between now and March real progress that had stalled. That means holding multiple meetings, identifying what the issues are that need to be resolved, and then set about resolving them. It is quite clearly in Australia's interest to diversify our trade relationships.
Foreign Minister Penny Wong is calling for deeper ties with Malaysia. While visiting the country of her birth, Senator Wong has delivered a speech in Kuala Lumpur where she spoke of a desire for a stronger and contemporary bilateral relationship.
We want to modernise that so we can take up more opportunities. For example, in the digital economy, and also work together as we both face challenges like cybersecurity.
Commuters across Sydney are being urged to plan ahead as industrial action on the train network enters its second day. Transport New South Wales says the city's train services could be reduced by as much as 70% during peak periods after the rail union pushed ahead with plans for drivers to go slower. The union says its industrial action will continue until it receives a formal written offer from the government to resolve the dispute. A $264 million olive branch has been extended to rail workers to ease train safety concerns and avert more disruption. But the Rail, Tram and Bus Union says it's only a verbal deal and it has been burnt too many times to take something that is not in writing. Also striking today are teachers from across the New South Wales education system. It's the third strike in 6 months called by both the New South Wales Teachers Federation and Independent Education Union, who are seeking improved pay and conditions. Teachers Federation President Angela Gavrielatos says the teacher shortage is a crisis of the government's own making.
We will rally. We will march. We will march for our students. We'll march for our profession. For when the government refuses to act and denies the facts, we are left with no alternative but to act.
Education Minister Sarah Mitchell says she is deeply disappointed with the decision to strike. She says the industrial action is unnecessary and will cause major upheaval for hardworking parents. There are growing calls for Australia to abolish its skilled occupation list for temporary and permanent resident visa applications. Despite Australia's unemployment rate remaining at 3.9%, there are still hundreds of thousands of job openings across several industries. The Grattan Institute, an independent research body, has called on the federal government to scrap the occupation list for skilled migrants. Brendan Coates is the Institute's Director of Economic Policy. He told SBS News the current list needs to be repealed.
The reason why the occupation lists need to be abolished is because we're just not very good at targeting what jobs are in shortage. There isn't data on the wages, employment, and other characteristics you need to understand whether jobs are in shortage in Australia. And so we should replace that system with a system that essentially targets based on the wage. Because most skill shortages over time are likely to be in high wage occupations.
Sweden and Finland have been officially invited to join the NATO military alliance in one of the biggest shifts in European security in decades. NATO's 30 members took the decision at their summit in Madrid following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which pushed officials in Helsinki and Stockholm to drop their tradition of neutrality. Ratification in allied parliaments is likely to take up to a year, but once it's done, Finland and Sweden will be covered by NATO's Article 5 Collective Defense Clause, putting them under the United States' protective nuclear umbrella. And in sport, the first pick of the AFLW has been announced. Victorian player Montana Ham will leave the Western Jets to join the Sydney Swans. She says she's absolutely thrilled to be joining the team. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.